This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's a Monday edition of Now with Dave Brown, which means that it's a Monday edition of AMI at the Movies. Before Amy Amante joins us, let's give a listen and a look to a clip from the trailer of the Netflix documentary, The Mystery of Marilyn Monroe, The Unheard Tapes.
How do you go about writing a life story?
The true things rarely get into circulation. Usually the false things.
A Netflix documentary. Photos and film clips show Marilyn Monroe at the peak of her Hollywood fame.
In 1982, Los Angeles reopened the case of Marilyn Monroe's death.
After 20 years, it's time to clear up this case once and for all.
Marilyn smiles for flashing cameras. A hand loads a cassette tape into a player.
The interviews have never been heard until now.
The tape plays, and more video clips flash by.
Well, I hope your phone is clean.
Everything connects in the person's life, particularly hers, you know.
Marilyn blows a kiss to the camera. From director Emma Cooper and executive producer Chris Smith.
To get to people with information about the night Marilyn died, it was difficult.
Let it be.
I can't say anything, and I knew it all.
I did what you always have to do if you meet a dead end. I went back to the beginning.
Amy Amante is here to offer up a review of the documentary. Amy is the host of Accessing Art with Amy, which you can find on the mighty AMI audio podcasting platform. Hey, good morning, Amy. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Dave. I love spending time with you on a Monday morning, so I'm great.
Yeah, we always make you wake up early on a Monday. We're very kind like that now with Dave Brown. So, Amy, how deep a look does this documentary take at Marilyn Monroe's life?
Well, I mean, it focuses quite specifically on the tapes that you have heard in the trailer. And these tapes were, as part of a reopening of the case. And I think that's quite significant because they focus a lot on the case, who was spoken to. They share some archival video, some archival audio. And then, of course, because they need to make it interesting to today's viewers, as opposed to, because the tapes were, you know, the reinvestigation was 1982, Dave. So, you know, to make it interesting for viewership, what they did, they had this interesting technique where they had actors come in and play the characters of the voices on the tape. So they were lip syncing to the voices on the tape, right? So they would be, you know, people from Marilyn Monroe's life, sometimes iconic people, but they were lip syncing so that you weren't just looking at a tape reel while you were listening to through the whole documentary. Yeah.
You need some B-roll in there. You need a little B-roll in there to keep people engaged. Our TV technical producer, Bruce, would tell you all about that. Yep. Amy, let's talk about the content here. How much speculation about Marilyn Monroe's death does this documentary dive into?
Well, I think, you know, some of the things that I learned about the speculation, and again, admittedly, Marilyn Monroe was before my time. She was before your time. That doesn't mean we don't know who she is.
Amy, this reinvestigation started a year before I was born.
Right. It started the year I was born. So, you know, we're not intimately related in terms of this being part of our cultural history growing up. So I guess I was kind of surprised at all of the things that I had learned about Marilyn Monroe and her death. Cause I think I'd always sort of just thought, the party line was that she died of a drug overdose. And so they're gonna take you through a little bit of a journey, and I don't want to spoil it for folks. A lot of this, again, Dave, is coming from the mouths of people that knew Marilyn Monroe, who, and I think we just heard in the trailer somebody who said, well, I knew it all. I knew everything, right? But they're talking, you know, and specifically about, and the narrator, of course, is the gentleman, Anthony Summers, who took on the challenge of reopening the case. And they're talking a lot about, you know, Marilyn's life with the Kennedys, the fact that her second husband, who was a well-known writer, Arthur Miller, was a communist. And the ties between that and the Cold War, perhaps, and what the different Kennedys she was having affairs with might have been telling her about nuclear missiles and things like that. So there's like a lot. And I was like, oh, whoa. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I didn't know any of this. I just had thought it was a simple Hollywood drug overdose. But was it? Right. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people that maybe didn't want her to continue.
The conspiracies run deep in regards to conversations about Marilyn Monroe. And certainly anytime the Kennedys are involved, you're going to get some interesting speculation going on there that at times is a little bit on the reckless side, but it is fascinating. Mm-hmm. Okay, right. Amy, you mentioned and I mentioned that even just the reinvestigation, the linchpin of this documentary is from 1982. That's 40 years ago. The death of Marilyn Monroe is even longer than that in the past. Like we're talking over 5 decades have passed. And yet, Marilyn Monroe remains a captivating cultural icon. Mm-hmm. There's this documentary that just got dropped on Netflix. We're expecting a movie later this year, which apparently is going to have an 18A rating on it, which means it's going to be quite graphic and sexual. So holla to that. I'm very interested in seeing what that looks like exactly. But why do you think the fascination of Monroe persists?
You know, it's interesting in this film, they do, they touch a little bit on how young women were auditioned to be in the Hollywood scene. And truly, Dave, there wasn't anything all that special about Marilyn Monroe. I mean, I suppose, you know, when I look back at some of the movies and some of the things that I, you know, had seen throughout her, like her period of work, she wasn't a fantastic actress. She wasn't at, right? Like, things were different back then. So she did have sort of a not the girl next door look, but just a little bit elevated from that. But when they show the clips of all of these women that were these young women that were lined up to have their chance at Hollywood, there were lots of beautiful, smart, sweet, white, all white girls lined up. And why Marilyn Monroe is kind of interesting. So I'll let people sort of witness that piece for themselves. But my personal spin on this is that there's two things, and you kind of hate to say this about women, but this was the 1950s that we're talking about here. Marilyn, once she you know, entered the Hollywood world, slept her way to the top. And they make no bones about that. So she offered herself to directors and Hollywood types. And that makes you popular within Hollywood in order to get yourself on the screen, in order for the viewers to be like, oh, she's in every movie. If they love her, I love her. Mm. So there's this insidiousness, I think, about what makes her popular. I mean, her box office movies earned more than $200 million. And that is to the time of her death.
Yeah.
Right. So in a short period of time, again, remembering that this is the 1950s and 60s, right? Roughly.
Yeah. Scale that's a lot of money. Scale that for inflation. It's over $1 billion.
Right. So she was a real, real big presence in Hollywood in terms of what those folks who were going to their movie theaters for a treat. Not everybody went to the movie, right? For a special treat to see Marilyn Monroe. And I think women wanted to be her and men wanted to have her. I think that's truly what it was.
Yeah. Like maybe one of the first like real pinup girls, like when you really get down to it and the way that people like kind of conceived what Marilyn Monroe was as a star in the burgeoning industry that was Hollywood, right? There are eras of great movies, but really in the late 50s and early 60s is when things really exploded as a glamour industry, right? It was experimental for years and years, but people figured out where it fit into the entertainment scheme right around that era and time. Amy, you mentioned a little bit about things you've learned here. What are some of your big takeaways from watching this documentary?
You know, I think a couple of things I thought were super interesting about watching this documentary. Certainly there's lots of facts and snippets and hints of things that you're like, huh, I never knew that. And to give some of them away might be a bit of a spoiler. So I won't give too many of them away.
Fair.
But I think, you know, essentially, Dave, you know, if you're the kind of person that grew up during the time of Marilyn Monroe, this is going to be like a reflection for you. And you may not recognize some of the things that you thought you knew about Marilyn Monroe either. But I think, again, one of the most interesting things was this idea of her her drug abuse due to mental illness that was not talked about at the time. Again, you know, we shied away from these conversations. We still, to some extent today, shy away from these conversations or cancel people for having, you know, for coming out and saying that they are experiencing some kind of mental illness. So imagine what it was like back in the 60s before she died. So several years before she died, she was experiencing mental illness and, of course, taking drugs to try and, it was a part of the Hollywood scene, but also, you know, to like air quotes with, you know, quiet the voices in your head kind of idea, which is a real common thing that we hear with lots of folks that try and stim their mental illness with drugs because they have nowhere else to go. So that part of the film for me was really, really interesting because what it did was it reminded me two things at the same time, how far we've come and how far we still have to go in talking about mental illness.
Amy, we're a little tight for time here. So how was the audio description and what's your final rating on the film?
Okay, so the audio description for me was hit or miss in moments. I'm going to say it was genuinely very good. The hard part for me that it wasn't consistent. So it didn't always say archival footage. Mm. So you didn't know necessarily all the time whether it was archival footage or these actors. And my rating, I would say, give this movie a try. It's a really interesting documentary. I gave it an 8.5 out of 10. So it's worth one watch.
There you go, yeah.
Maybe not two, but one for sure.
Ahead of the narrative film coming out later this year, you watch the documentary, give yourself a little bit of foundation and build from there. Amy, thank you for this. Have a great day.
Oh, you're welcome.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.